A panel of 10 judges on a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C., heard arguments on Tuesday from 16 attorneys about the Clean Power Plan. It's the centerpiece of President Obama's efforts to deal with climate change. The Environmental Protection Agency rules are meant to cut carbon emissions from coal and gas-fired power plants by about a third by 2030. Each state is required to meet specific reductions based on its energy production. Governor Tom Wolf wants Pennsylvania to move toward compliance. Meanwhile, West Virginia's attorney general is leading more than two dozen states, plus businesses and industry groups, in the lawsuit challenging the rule. Reporter Emily Holden of E&E's Climate Wire was in the courtroom and joins me by phone. So, Emily, what was the atmosphere like? And sort of paint a picture of how important this court is.
This is a big deal for everyone in the power sector and for environmental advocates. And so we had hundreds of people lining up to go into the court. The court actually opened multiple overflow rooms because there was so much interest.
What's the crux of the argument being made by West Virginia and the other states against the Clean Power Plan in court?
The arguments really were focusing on this question of what exactly EPA is regulating. So EPA set these individual state standards. And the challengers are arguing that in doing that, EPA looked at the overall power system and said, well, it looks like we could have more natural gas, more renewable power, and less coal. There's this idea of a sort of trading system where these coal companies, they could buy credits to keep their plants online. And the challengers are saying that that's really not fair, that EPA should only be able to regulate coal plants specifically, that they shouldn't be able to sort of spur these changes in the broader power sector.
Is the legal issue here that the opponents think EPA is manipulating the market, or is this about regulating carbon itself?
No, that really didn't feature in as much yesterday. There have been previous court decisions that have established that EPA has authority and must regulate carbon dioxide emissions, but there's still that question of whether EPA overstepped its authority and whether EPA is, with this regulation, sort of legislating rather than regulating and stepping on the job that is traditionally more reserved for Congress in the view of the challengers in this case.
What do opponents of the plan want to happen?
Well, I think the opponents of the plan would be certainly happy if this rule were struck down, but also it would be a win for them if it were delayed because it would give a lot of these power companies more time to make a shift.
What about the 18 states, the health and environmental groups that are defending the law? What's their argument?
They say that EPA really was trying to make this regulation more flexible and more affordable and follow this trend that's already happening in the power sector. A lot of utilities have already been pushing toward cleaner fuels. And they also really touted the health benefits and the climate benefits from this. The Obama administration has said that this is very important to international negotiations, to getting other countries to agree to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions as well.
Was there sort of a feeling that either side was winning?
We heard from observers on both sides that it seemed that EPA really had the edge, especially when they were talking about that bigger issue of how EPA would regulate the entire power system. It's really difficult to tell, though, where judges are headed.
What could these court hearings mean in coal states like Pennsylvania, where Democratic Governor Tom Wolf is facing opposition from the Republican-led legislature for going forward with the carbon reduction plan?
You've seen this rule really highlight a lot of the existing political divides in many states, not just in Pennsylvania, but so in Virginia, for example, the governor really wants to move forward with planning, but the legislature has said the governor cannot spend any more money on planning. In Colorado, you have the governor supportive of the Clean Power Plan, but the attorney general is suing.
So some states just don't want to move forward in case the rule happens to be struck down. They don't want to move in that direction until they have to?
That's right. Yeah, I think there's a sense, especially from some state legislatures, that before seeing the ultimate final rule, you know, it's possible that judges might say EPA has to change something, and that could be sort of wasted effort and planning. On the other hand, a lot of the advocates of the rule say that's not wasted. This is a question you're going to have to figure out no matter what. You're going to have to determine how to deal with carbon emissions under this rule or under a next regulation if this rule doesn't work out, or you know, eventually possibly through legislation from Congress.
Of course, the presidential election is really only weeks away. Hillary Clinton supports the Clean Power Plan, and Donald Trump does not. How would the outcome of the election impact what's happening now and the Clean Power Plan in general?
The election could be huge for a couple of reasons. So for one, this rule could probably go to the Supreme Court. Right now, the Supreme Court is only at eight justices, and those are split 4-4, Republican and Democratic appointees. So the next president will get to appoint that next Supreme Court justice, who could be kind of the deciding vote. That said, justices don't always vote along partisan lines, so it's difficult to project.
You mentioned the Supreme Court. What are the next steps in this legal fight?
So the D.C. Circuit probably will not issue a decision until the end of this year or early next year. And then it's possible that we won't know whether or not the Supreme Court wants to take up the case until fall of next year. So it's very likely that we're not looking at a final resolution on this until 2018.
Reporter Emily Holden is with E&E's Climate Wire. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Want to see what Pennsylvania needs to do to reach its carbon reduction targets by 2030? Head to our website, alleghenyfront.org, for an interactive graphic. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.